So let's welcome all of our family that's joining us online for this special night. Give them a great big shout.
让我们欢迎所有从网络上加入我们的家人们。让我们给你们一个呼喊。
God bless you.
神祝福你们。
So good to have you here tonight.I've asked Pastor Tim Oswald to unpack and bring us a very biblically sound reason why Christians need to be found on the side standing with Israel.
谢谢你们的参与。今天我要请提姆牧师就圣经很坚固的真理告诉我们为什么基督徒要被视为是与以色列同站立。
I'm really a little bit surprised.That there's confusion over this subject when you live in the world we live in at House of David and standing with Israel for over 30 years. I'm surprised that a lot of Christians are questioning that.
那么拉比提到大卫之家已经与以色列同站立超过30年了。所以当看到一些基督徒在这个时候困惑于要不要或者是为什么要与以色列同站立会感到有些惊讶。
What I'm even more surprised with is that there's Christians standing with Hamas.
让我更惊讶的是，有一些基督徒表明立场是与哈马斯同站立。
So we need to be able to understand as Christians, and tonight you're going to want to take notes, you're going to want to share, because Pastor Tim is going to break it down scripturally where you need to stand.
今天晚上提姆牧师要用经文告诉我们什么是你应该采取的立场所以我想作为基督徒的我们要来做笔记并且分享这个信息所以今天晚上这个题目就是我们的立场是什么我们与谁同站立
And we really need to take a stand So I'm surprised personally at the silence of what's happening
我们必须要表明自己的立场我自己对于某些人对所发生的事情采取沉默的立场，很讶异。
Because it feels kind of like 1930. That's what happened in the world and in the United States because the church did not want to engage in the war. They wanted to deny it.
这就像1930几年的时候所发生的事情，全世界对所发生的事情都保持沉默。那么教会因为不想扯上战争，也保持沉默，否认眼前所发生的事情。
We're in a very serious war situation right now, and we need to awaken, we need to pray, but most of all, for all of you in the house and you online, you need to align yourself with what the Lord's doing for your own personal protection, provision, and peace with God. Amen.
我们现在正处在很严重的战争处境中。我们需要觉醒，需要祷告，而最重要的就是在大卫之家的会众以及这个事工当中，从网络上加入我们的家人们。你为了你自己能够得到神的供应、保护和平安，来对齐神现在正在做的事情。所以现在就让我们按照神的吩咐来做。首先，我们宣告民数记十章九节：你们在自己的地与欺压你们的敌人打仗。就要用号吹出大声，便在耶和华你们神的面前得蒙纪念，也蒙拯救，脱离仇敌。如果正在收听的家人们有号角，我们就一起来吹响号角。我们一起宣告
：I am saved from my enemy.
神从敌人面前拯救我了。
Amen. It's done. It's recorded in the courts.
这件事情已经做成了，并且记录在天上法庭。
That's what the scripture commands us to do.
这就是民数记十章九节的吩咐。
For over 24 years, we have proclaimed this scripture every Friday night and anytime we come together.
24年以来，每一个安息日，或者是每次当我们聚在这里的时候，我们会宣告这节经文，并且按照神的吩咐吹响号角。
Father God, we pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May they prosper who love you. Have peace within their palaces. May we say for our brethren's sake, Shalom, Shalom to Jerusalem. All of Israel, they'll be safe.
天父，我们来为耶路撒冷和全以色列求平安。你说，耶路撒冷啊，爱你的人必然兴旺。愿你城中平安，愿你宫内兴旺。 为我们弟兄的缘故，我们要说平安，平安，耶路撒冷，全以色列必蒙神的拯救。
Let's give a great big shout.
我们一起吹响号角。
And we want to pray courage for the persecuted church.
现在我们要为受迫害的教会得到勇气而祷告。
I've called people and asked them, would you text them? Would you please pray with us? I've called them on the phone. Would you like to have lunch with me so I can explain why and how to pray for us? And they go dark on me.
拉比说，我打电话或者是发简讯给某一些人，问他们说，你可不可以跟我们一起祷告？我问他们愿不愿意跟我一起午餐，所以我可以借着与他们碰面的时候，可以向他们解释现在的处境以及如何为我们祷告。结果他们没有回复我。
They're Christian leaders because they're afraid. What's he going to ask me to do? Am I going to have to stand with them?
这些人都是基督徒的领袖。那么他们没有回复我是因为他们很害怕，他们害怕跟我们扯上关系是不是就代表他们表态与以色列同战力了。
You need to understand this spirit of Hamas is not just after the Jews, it's after all the seed of Abraham, which is the Christians.
拉比说，你要明白的是，这个 Hamas 强暴的灵，他不仅攻击犹太人，他要攻击所有亚伯拉罕的后裔，也包括基督徒。
And if we will agree and stand together, since we wrestle not against flesh and blood, and that's why I've put the call out, if we will have a prayer meeting and pray and agree, then we can break the assignment of the enemy, because mightier than he that's in us than he that's in the world. Amen?
要知道我们所征战的对象不是属血气的，乃是执政的、掌权的、掌管这幽暗世界空中属灵的恶魔。所以如果我们可以团结在一起祷告，并且彼此认同神的真理，我们就可以破除仇敌的任务，因为那在我们里面的比世界都大。
Amen.
Amen.
So Father God, lift up the persecuted church. We release courage, wisdom, strength, and an anointing to stand against darkness. In Jesus' name.
天父，我们把所有被迫害的教会带到你的面前，我们释放勇气、智慧、力量以及恩膏，使我们能够坚强站立，抵抗黑暗的权势，奉耶稣基督的圣名，我们一起吹响号角。
And this one's for you.
第三个号角声是为我们每一个人。
May every wall fall down, and may every false teaching wall come down, that as Pastor Tim brings this word,That the truth, see, the truth sets you free, not a lie.
愿每一个高墙都倒下，每个属于假教导的墙也倒下来。当今晚提姆牧师告诉我们圣经的真理的时候，愿这真理使我们得自由。拉比说，因为使你得自由的是真理，而不是谎言。
The reason, if you don't have peace over your understanding biblically, theologically, and doctrinally, if you don't have peace, it's because something's wrong.
如果在你所接受的圣经真理的教导和你所知道的神学以及你所属教派给你的教导此时没有办法给你带来平安，那么一定有地方出错了。
I have total peace over this whole situation because I know what the word says, not only in the law, but in the prophets.
拉比说，现在眼前的处境并不会动摇我的平安，因为我的平安来自神的话语，不光是他的律例典章，还包括他借着众先知所发的预言。
In the New Testament blood of the Lamb.
这些都是在新约时代的时候，被耶稣基督所流出的宝血封存在约中。
Total peace, I understand it. But if you're not having peace right now, it's because there's a peace missing.
因为我明白神的话语，所以我有平安。那么如果你没有平安，一定是在灵里某一个部分有所缺失，是你没有平安，没有 shalom。
Need that tonight. Say, Father God, connect in my mind, will, and emotion, certainty, what the Bible says, standing with Israel.
但是今天晚上我们需要找回这个缺失的部分，所以我们说天父，让我们的头脑、心思、意念、情绪、情感，使我对圣经当中所述说的有一个确定性。 就是圣经告诉我们要与以色列同战力。
It's not an emotion, it's a fact.
拉比说，你要知道与以色列同战力不是因为你的情感或者是你的情绪，而是一个实情。
It's a covenant fact.
就是在盟约当中必须要做的。
And anytime you're outside of God's covenant, you perish for lack of knowledge.
任何时候你跑到与神所立的盟约之外，那么你就会因为没有知识而灭亡。
Was ever a time to stay under whoever your covering is and trust that covering is now.
如果有任何时候需要好好的待在这个遮盖之下，无疑就是现在。
Warn you.There's a huge Jezebelic attack against your covering.
拉比说，我要警告你，现在有许多耶洗别的灵要来攻击你的遮盖。
And there's people trying to war with words to get you out from under that covering.
有许多人会兴起文字或话语的战争，使你离开这样子的遮盖之下。
The word says, touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm.
神说，不可为难我受膏的人，也不可恶待我的先知。
So I would not put your mouth in the year of the mouth. I would not put your mouth on God's anointed.
所以在这个口的纪元当中，我不会用口来敌对神所恩膏的人。
Because when you speak against God's anointed, you're not creating an enemy from the man or the woman you're speaking against. You are literally...making yourself an enemy of God.
因为当你用你的话语来攻击神的先知，要知道你所建立的敌人不是你所批评的对象，而是神自己。
There is a huge attack right now. You can see it all over social media. Quit judging and condemning. Let's get into unity.
从现在的媒体上面，你可以看到兴起许多言语的攻击。那比如说，让我们停止批评或者是定罪。让我们合一，使神能够用永远的生命来祝福我们。
Father God, I thank you for the word tonight. Heart is ready. I repent. The evil things I've said, thought, come in agreement with.
天父，我为今天晚上我所要领受的话语向你献上感恩。我已经准备好要领受这些真理。我为我曾经说过、想过或者是认同过邪恶的事情来悔改。
I cancel it. My heart's ready to receive in Yeshua's name.
我取消这些随从自己的心的想法、言语。我已经准备好要领受神的真理，奉耶稣基督的圣名。
Amen. Let's give a great big shout.
让我们一起吹响号角。
Thank you online for blowing your shofars.
拉比说，谢谢线上的朋友们与我们一起吹响号角。
So blessed. Worked out.Timing-wise of the Lord, that other night Sam went down, filled up his car full of Claiming Our Forgotten Heritage books, 2,000 of them, a bunch of ribeye steaks, a bunch of bath towels just for the girls, hygiene products, shampoo, just packed his car out.
拉比说，我们很感谢神在这个适当的时机里面使我们有智慧为位在前线的以色列国防军送去补充的物资。就在他们展开地面攻击的前一个晚上，把补给的物资装满他的车子，包括2000本希伯来文的寻回被遗忘的根源，以及作为士兵们晚餐烤肉的时候所需要的牛排，女士兵们所需要的毛巾还有卫生用品，装满了一车，从耶路撒冷一直开到最前线，也就是边防的地区，然后就在军营里面用搭起来的烤肉架为他们准备晚餐。山姆告诉士兵们，
I'm fixing you what's the favorite of Rabbi Landry, a ribeye for the rabbi.
今晚我们所提供你们的是拉比最喜欢的食物，也就是肉眼牛排。而肉眼牛排的英文 ribeye 和拉比的英文 rabbi 发音类似，这是一个很好玩的谐音。拉比说，在山姆给我们的影片当中，你看到这些士兵们就拿着盘子围在烤肉架的旁边等牛排被烤好。这是一个很特别的景象，因为你要知道那个地方是战场，已经没有人烟了，是一个前不着村后不着店的地方，而且他们正处在很紧绷的状况之下。
And I want to thank you. I want to thank the Lord for in 2 minutes Sam says they went and grabbed the boxes and took all the books.
拉比说我要感谢神也要谢谢你们因为山姆说士兵们把装着书的箱子搬下来在两分钟之内寻回被遗忘的根源这本书就被士兵索取一空。他说我真是应该要再多拿一些因为我们已经印好了10,000本所以另外8,000本会陆续的送到以色列国防军这些士兵的手中。
What a time in the midst of trouble, people's hearts are being stirred.
拉比说我真的很感谢这个书印出来并且可以送到这些前线士兵手中的时机因为在这段困难的时间里面人的心已经被大大的搅动了。拉比提到刚好也在这个时刻他们的国家兴起了一个新兴的政治家叫做 Michael Johnson 麦克强森他说他从来没有听过这个人但是在听了他的演说之后看到在最恰当的时机这位被恩高被指派站在政治山头的使徒领袖出现了拉比借此来鼓励他国家的基督徒要有盼望因为你看到这些转变正在发生
Lord, I just give you praise for it.
拉比说主我为此向你献上赞美
And I thank you.
还有感恩拉比说这位强森参议员他是亲以色列的并且曾经会晤过纳塔雅胡虽然我之前没有留意他但是他真的非常有恩高非常的坚定他是一个连结者
Remember that we are called to outreach.
拉比说不要忘了我们是受呼召去外展去连结的拉比就提到在24年前他与提姆牧师在提姆牧师的农场里刚开始这个事工的时候他们都想哇哦，我们好聪明哦我们所发现的这个合一新人的真理真是太有能力了合一新人的真理真是全世界最棒的信息当时我们在农场里面兴奋的恨不得马上就出去告诉全世界至少在我们的东西南北就有奥克拉的北部堪萨斯的南部和西北边都是我们可以去传讲信息的地方我们兴奋得不得了于是我们就开始这样做但是我们发现结果并不如我们想象的
Let him tell you about it.
拉比说关于这些细节等一下提姆牧师会告诉你们
But, they were so excited to find out that he...1700 years of biblical teaching was maybe a little bit off.
但是我可以告诉你们，这些人没有像我们想象的这么兴奋，是因为也许我们所讲述的这个1700多年前圣经的真理，对现在的他们来说过时了吧？
Needed to be a correction.
拉比说，但是现在我们要把它改正过来。但是我感谢神，像提姆牧师和山地牧师。对对夫妇这样子的人他们为此挺身而立而直到如今我们仍然在传讲这个信息拉比说而且很棒的是你们从不同的管道关注着我们合一新人的信息那是出自你们灵里的渴望
In your soul, you know something's missing.
即使你是基督徒你心里很清楚有一些东西在你的信仰当中缺少了
Pastor Tim's going to bring to you tonightis the missing piece.
而提姆牧师今晚要带给你们的就是缺失的这一块。
But we want to come into a piece.
我们要合在一起成为一个完整的。
I'm going to tell you unequivocally, Israel will win this war.
拉比说我要很清楚地告诉你以色列一定会赢得这场战争的。
We just pray that the United States of America keeps up its end of the deal because the United States right nowYou need this blessing of blessing Israel.
拉比说我们也要祷告他自己的国家能够维持协定与以色列站立到底因为他的国家现在非常需要因着祝福以色列所得来的祝福
Shenanigans pulling the two sides of the just need to line up behind this and do what's right.
然后不要有在背后搞鬼的人把立场一下这样子一下那样子你需要站在背后坚定与以色列同站立的立场使你的国家蒙福我们现在请提姆牧师夫妇带我们燃起安息日的烛火
Shabbat Shalom
首先提姆牧师说安息日平安
Good to be inside tonight
真高兴今天晚上我们一起聚集在大卫之家的圣堂中 他提到，我们之所以聚集在这里有很多的原因，但是最重要的是因为圣灵在这里。圣灵也要进入你的家中，但是只有你邀请圣灵，允许圣灵进入你的家中，他才会进去。那我们怎么邀请他呢？就是很简单的说
Holy Spirit, come.
圣灵请你来。所以当我们在燃起安息日的烛火的时候，让你在心里向着圣灵做出这样子的邀请
Holy Spirit, come and ignite the fire in this temple.
我们说圣灵请你来，请你燃起我这个圣灵的殿里面的火，愿你的荣耀充满我的身体，也就是圣灵的殿，直到满意。现在让我们一起来说燃烛的祷词，首先是希伯来文
Rukata Adonai
Rukata Adonai
Eloheinu Melech HaOlam
Eloheinu Melech HaOlam
Asher Kitchenu B'mitzvotav
Asher Kitchenu B'mitzvotav
Vizavanu
Vizavanu
Lahadlek
Lahadlek
Ner Shel Shabbat
Ner Shel Shabbat
And now in the English Blessed are you
神啊，我们赞美你，主你是我们的神，是创造宇宙天地万物的主宰，你用你的诫命分别我们，并且吩咐我们燃起安息日的烛火。
Well, let's welcome Pastor Tim Osball.
拉比说，现在让我们继续欢迎提姆牧师。
I want you to get your notepads out. And online I want you to share this very serious situation. For the pastors,Listen, this is very solid. I think one of the reasons pastors feel a little intimidated by all this is because they didn't teach you this in Bible school or in seminary. I understand that.
拉比说，我要你们把笔记拿出来，一面听一面抄，并且你们要去分享这个信息，因为现在我们所面临的是一个很严肃的状况。对于牧者来说，今天的信息是非常扎实的。而牧者们此刻在听到这些的时候会觉得有一些扎心。拉比说，我了解，那是因为你们受过的圣经装备，你们所读过的神学院都没有教你们这些，他们不谈这些。
But that's okay, listen, it's like anything else. Schools are a preparation and then you start whatever you're called to do and real life actually is the best educator.
但这无所谓，因为学校只是一个预备的场所，你离开学校之后，你进入现实生活中，去从事你所呼召要去做的事情，现实当中真实的生活才是最好的老师，不是吗？
But this is an education issue. Well, I really challenge you to go to onenewman.com and join that network. All of our teaching is there.
而现在就是一个关于现实生活所发生状况的在教育。拉比说，所以我一直鼓励你们要关注我们事工一个新人的信息，这里所有先知性的启示和教导都是关于当下或者是接下来这个世界所发生的事情。
Never too late.
你现在才开始学绝对不会太晚的。
But it's going to be critical. It's going to be critical, particularly this next year. It's going to be absolutely critical for your health and your finances to be in proper blessings with God.
但是你所学到的这些绝对是非常关键的，特别在未来的一年当中，不管是对你的健康，对你的财务，你都必须要有正确的对齐之后从神而来的祝福。
I mean, you can see that, right? I would say you need to be more blessed in this coming year than you did, let's say, last year.
眼前你所看到的事实就是在接下来这一年，你需要有比过去这一年在健康也好，财务上也好，更多来自神的祝福。
Because I don't think people understand, but since October the 7th, the world's not going to be the same again.
那我不知道人们有没有看清楚，就是在10月7号以后，这个世界将不再一样了。
That's okay, because we know who keeps tomorrow.
但你不要惊慌，因为我们知道是谁掌管明天。
But you need to be in sync and in alignment with the one who holds tomorrow.
但是你必须与这位掌管明天的神对齐和同步。
Which is God Almighty, through the blood of his son Jesus and his counselor who will guide you, his Holy Spirit.
他就是这位永生大能的神， 透过他的爱子耶稣基督的宝血，以及他赐给我们最棒的保惠师圣灵。
So we need to be in sync. One of the ways to do that is what Pastor Tim is going to teach you tonight. What does the Bible say about covenant restoration with God?
所以我们必须与这位永生神同步。那么其中一个与神同步的方法，就是提姆牧师马上要告诉我们的，就是圣经中告诉我们如何恢复与神的盟约。
Involves a nation and a people called Israel.
这与一个叫做以色列的国家与他的人民息息相关。
Pastor Tim, a hand clap.
让我们再度给提姆牧师一个掌声。
Where do we stand? Where do we stand?
首先提姆牧师一开场就问我们的立场是什么，我们与谁同站立。他说这是我们自己要问自己的。刚刚拉比提到我们已经同工24年了，说起来24年很长，但是当这段旅程是这么有趣的时候，就会觉得时间真的过得很快。那这段旅程真的非常有趣，而且充满了挑战。在我们切入主题之前，我要给你们一点见证。提姆牧师说，我开始教导信仰中的犹太根源是远在1987年。那时候我在一个小教会服事，一开始我想教导一些信仰当中的根基。那我的背景是，我从小就是在教会中长大，也常常有牧者进出我的家。而我发现，在我小小的圈子里，也就是我所认识的这些教会中，我们都不甚明白跟神有盟约的关系是什么意思。当我们提到盟约的时候，你看我们的圣经就有旧约、新约，然后神一开始是跟亚当立约，接着他也跟圣经当中的一些人物立约，但是总和而言只有一个盟约。
It's not old, new, it's the covenant with the Lord.
不是分旧约、新约，而是就是和神所立的约。
Started out, made a covenant with mankind, and he has been in the process of reaffirming that covenant with different individuals down through history, proving his love for humanity.
总和来说，只有一个盟约，但是随着历史的演进，神和不同的人立约。来确认他一开始的盟约是为了向人证明他的爱，
And his purpose is to restore us.
以及展示他要使我们被恢复的目的。
Everything that we see about the things and the events that are going on right now, understand, God is brilliant in the way that he brings people to make choices.
那么就现在眼前我们所发生的这些状况，你会发现神很厉害，他兴起环境让人们来做选择。
What happens is a lot of people in their spiritual walk, you'll think, well, I'm all right. And so what happens is you become very complacent in your relationship, or you become very complacent, or writers in the Bible would call it being lukewarm.
因为当有人在这条属灵的路上觉得什么都很好的时候，他就容易自满，或者就像圣经中所说的不冷不热了。
What happens is the Lord will not allow you to stay lukewarm.
但神不会允许你不冷不热的。
Force you into a situation that make you make a choice. You'll either dig in and get hungry and go after the things of the Lord, or you'll stay in that state of complacency and dry up and blow away when the storm comes.
神会让你进入某一种处境，使你开始渴慕神，想要更多的寻求神，或者你就继续的自满。然后当风暴来的时候，你就枯干，然后被吹走。
I can tell you a storm is coming, the world.
那提姆牧师说，我可以斩钉截铁地告诉你，这个世界的风暴已经来了。
But for the child of God, there is hope, there is rest, and in fact, I've read the end of the book, we win.
但是作为神的孩子，在这个风暴当中，我们会有盼望，会有平安，并且经上告诉我们，我们会得胜。那么在上周的信息当中，我们听到了无花果树的比喻。那提姆牧师就说，当1987年我开始教导圣经这些基础的根源，也就是犹太根源的时候，神指示我去读圣经上面的预言。因为那时候年轻的我 非常受到圣经当中先知的预言还有先知们吸引，这让我非常关注于先知性的教导。
What I was finding is that there was always an empty place in a lot of that prophecy teaching, because what happens is there was a separation that had taken place, that Israel is over here, the church is over here, and you know, they don't meet.
但我发现在这些先知性的教导当中，有些地方是衔接不上的。我打个比方，就像教会在东边，然后以色列在西边，而这两边是不搭嘎的。
In a lot of instruction, in a lot of seminaries, it's like, well, the, you know, Israel is the wife of God, but the church is the wife of Yeshua.
在很多神学院里面，他们的教导和指示是，嗯，没错，以色列是神的心腹，但是教会是耶稣的心腹。
It's two different entities, and the Apostle Paul makes it very clear in Romans that that is not the case. There is only one.
在这样的概念之下，变成有两个心腹了。但是从罗马书使徒保罗的叙事，我们知道只有一个心腹。
We are grafted into that root, and without that root, you have no hope.
作为外邦人，我们被嫁接回这个根源，而没有这个根源，我们没有盼望。
But because God is faithful to His word and to His people and to His covenant, you can rest assured He's coming back.For a bride, Jew and Gentile.
但是神对他的百姓，对他的盟约是信实的，所以你可以安心，他一定会为了他的心腹，也就是犹太人和外邦人合一的合一心人回来的。我们现在再回到无花果树的比喻，这是在马太福音21:18开始。那时候耶稣与他的门徒一起走在路上，他看见一棵无花果树。当时他饿了，但是这棵无花果树没有结果子。
He says, "All right, there's no fruit in this. In this, basically, it's a picture of religion. There's real no real fruit in that. It looks real good on the outside, but when he comes right down to it, there's no fruit. You need to dry up."
那么这棵无花果树象征的就是宗教人士，外面看起来很称头，但是却结不出果子。所以耶稣说：“枯干吧。”从今以后你永不结果子了，而这棵无花果树立刻就枯干了，门徒非常的惊讶。
In the coming storm, there's going to be some things that will dry up overnight that once you thought was very spiritually sound because it has no root of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
那么在这场风暴当中，你会看到有一些东西你以为它好像很属灵，但是因为它没有扎根在亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的根源中，他也会在一日之间就枯干。
So as he's teaching about the parable of the fig tree, he tells his disciples, and when I say his disciples, I'm not talking about just the 12 individuals or the 120 or those that was in the multitudes that followed him. He's talking about all of us that have come down through the pages of history and that you are a believer in Yeshua.
耶稣在用无花果树的比喻在对他的门徒说话，但是他的门徒不光是那12个，或者是120个，或者是当时跟随他众多的人。他所说的门徒，是在历史的长河中，一切相信耶稣基督是救主的人。
As a disciple, he tells to watch the fig tree.
所以他对门徒们看无花果树。
Fig tree representing Israel. Israel has always been a focal point of what God is going to do with humanity.
因为无花果树代表着以色列，观察以色列就会知道神现在正在人类当中做什么工作。
It is through that group of people chosen by the Lord, such as they are, He didn't choose them, and Paul talks about He didn't choose them because they were the best, He didn't choose them, you know, He chose them because they're who they are, and they have a calling and an anointing on their life.
而以色列就是神的选民。使徒保罗也提到，神拣选以色列人，并不是因为他们是最优秀的人种，神拣选他们是按照他们原来的样子，而他们的生命当中有神赋予他们的恩膏以及呼召。
And all of us are called into that to support that.
那么我们所有相信神的外邦人，是为了嫁接回他们当中去支持他们。
So as he is speaking about watching the fig tree.We have seen down through the pages of history, the thing that Jesus said about the fig tree happened. He says, this generation won't pass away before the stones are thrown down and the temple was destroyed and the nation of Israel was dispersed throughout all the nations of the earth. God's plan.
所以当耶稣要我们去看无花果树，也就是看犹太人他们在历史上面关于耶稣所发的预言，每一件都成真了。比如耶稣告诉门徒关于他们引以为傲的圣殿，他说，我实在告诉你们，将来在这里没有一块石头留在石头上不被拆毁。而且这个时代还没有过去，这些都要发生了。我们看到后来确实是如此，主后70年，也就是一个时代还没有过完，圣殿就被拆毁了，犹太人被掳掠离开了家园，开始了他们的流散。这是神的计划。
God's plan to disperse them because every nation needs the light of God.
神把犹太人赶逐到列邦去，因为列邦需要神的光。
And without that, you don't really have the true light.
没有经由犹太人，你没有办法得到真光。
Jesus hung on the cross, and there was a title that was placed over him, wasn't there? And it says, here is Jesus, the king of the what? In the Jews.
当耶稣被挂在十字架上的时候，他的头顶写了一块牌子，是关于他的身份，上面写着，这是犹太人的王。
He's the king of the Jews.
他是犹太人的王，耶稣。
You can tell me this, well, I don't want to have anything to do with that Jewish stuff. Really? Then you want to have anything to do with that guy that hung on the tree because he is the king of the Jews.
有些人会说，我不想跟那些犹太的东西扯上关系。提姆牧师说，你确定吗？挂在十字架上的那一位，他是犹太人的王。所以当我开始教导这些的时候，
I began to get a little bit of kickback from some of my folks. This is before I even hooked up with him.
有些我的朋友就开始反弹，提姆牧师就指指台下的拉比说，那个时候我跟拉比还不认识，也还没有关联嘞。
It was like some of my own family. Why are you teaching this Jewish stuff?Why are you talking about the feasts of the Lord? Why are you talking about the calendar of God? Why are you talking about the covenant of God? Why are you talking about that?
然后我的家人，我的朋友对我的质疑就是，你为什么要教导那些犹太人的东西？你为什么要教犹太人的节期？你为什么要教导神的律？为什么要教导神的盟约？为什么这个？为什么那个？
Because if you're going to understand prophecy about what's coming, you have to understand where you've come from.
因为如果你要从预言里面明白接下来要发生的是什么事情，你必须明白这些预言是从什么样的文化背景和根源里面出来的。
That's why the parable of the fig tree is a unique parable in the Bible.
这是为什么无花果树的比喻在圣经当中是很独特的。
The parables have, I mean, there's tremendous teaching that you can go lots of different directions, but the fig tree is important because it focuses on the nation of Israel.
圣经当中有很多的预言你可以去研究，他们也指向不同的方向，但是唯有无花果树是用来形容以色列的。
Now, God in his wisdom always brings people to make a choice about where they're going to do, what they're going to do, and where they're going to stand with the nation of Israel.
神在他蛮有智慧的计划当中，总是要让人做出决定，决定他们要对以色列做些什么，他们要不要与以色列同站立。
You look back down through the pages of history and how nations have interacted or reacted or functioned, the nation of Israel and Jewish people at large, and it shows you where blessings flow or where blessing is removed.
从历史上你看列国如何与以色列互动，对以色列发生事情的反应，或者是与以色列同站立，来看这些国家所蒙的福，反之他们所受的咒诅。
All those civilizations, the great civilizations that are spoken of in the book of Daniel, all came, was intersected with the nation of Israel, the Jewish people. By design, by reason, God chose that to reveal to the world, to mankind, that there is a God in heaven that's different than all the other gods that are in the world.
我们从但以理书中看到但以理经历每一个王朝每一个王所发生的事情，就看到神利用这些来向全地以及世人启示，在天上有一位真神，也就是以色列的神，是与他们所拜的众神是不一样的。
This is a unique expression of God's plans and purpose through the nation of Israel.
这是神独特的计划和目的，这是他使用以色列这个国家向全世界全人类启示他自己。 在罗马书15章27节，使徒保罗这样说，这固然是他们乐意的，其实也算是所欠的债，因为外邦人既然在他们属灵的好处上有份，就当把养生之物供给他们。
In other words, if we have been brought into those covenants, oaths, and promises he taught there in Ephesians, you once were strangers and foreigners outside of the covenants of God, but now by the blood of Jesus Christ, you have been brought into that covenant agreement that God made with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and all the different ones down through history.
换句话说，就像使徒保罗在以弗所书2章告诉我们，我们从前按肉体是外邦人，那时我们与基督无关，在以色列国民以外，在所应许的诸约上是局外人。但是现在，借着耶稣基督的保险，我们被嫁接回这个神与亚伯拉罕，以及在亚伯拉罕之后的以撒、雅各，以及其他的一些人，比如大卫王和所罗门等人所立的约中。
Those promises to them now flow to you because they were set aside partially.
而在盟约当中对他们的应许，现在也在你的身上，因为他们先被放在一边。
So that you could be brought near their rejection is what Paul says and teaches.
使我们能够被嫁接回来。
That's New Testament, that's not Old Testament.
要知道，使徒保罗所教导的这些内容是在新约，而不是在旧约当中。
He was very adamant that we are grafted into them. That root supports us, not the other way around.
使徒保罗很清楚地告诉我们，我们是被嫁接回这棵橄榄树，那么是根托住我们，不是我们托着根。
Genesis 12:3.
我们再来看《创世纪》12章3节。
It's where you have to start. God made a promise to Abraham.
你要从这里开始看，因为这是神给亚伯拉罕的应许。他说：“为你祝福的，我必赐福于他；那咒诅你的，我必咒诅他。地上的万族都要因你得福。”
Speaking of Abraham through to Isaac through to Jacob.On down through the sons of Jacob, all down through the tribes of Israel, clear until we get to the place that, you know what, there are Gentiles that are being brought into this same covenant of blessing.
这节经文是指神给亚伯拉罕的祝福，然后透过他的孩子以撒，透过他的孙子雅各，一直到雅各的孩子，也就是以色列的12支派。一直到一个地步，就是外邦人也被嫁接回有同样祝福的盟约当中。
The thing is, it's all conditional on how you treat that people group.
你虽然可以进入这个盟约当中，但你能否得到盟约当中所应许的福，取决于你如何对待神一开始与他立约的人，也就是亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各和他们的子孙。
Do you want blessings in life?
你生命中想要蒙福吗？提姆牧师说，我从出生第六天就被带到教会，从那个时候我出入教会一直到如今，这是因为我所出生的家庭是这个样子的，而神对我个人的安排就是我一路在教会这样子学习，我得到很多很好的教导，但也有些教导没有这么好。他们的教导当中把以色列放在一边，然后教会在另外一边，两边是没有交集的。
Basically, what most of them taught the church is going out of the rapture, then Israel will be left and they'll go through all the stuff, and then, you know, that's how the Lord deals with them.
他们的教导通常就是教会和信徒会经历被提，然后以色列会去经历神要处理他们问题所经历的事情。
You might want to rethink that.
我想你要重新思考这种论调。
Because you're all interconnected one to the other.
因为教会和以色列是有关联的。
Part of you, and you are a part of Israel, whether you like it or not. Now, if you say that I'm not part of Israel, I'm not part of the Jewish covenant, on your own.
以色列是你的一部分，你也是以色列的一部分，不管你喜不喜欢。如果你说我不属于犹太的盟约，那么你只好靠自己了。
I'll let you do exactly that.
神会任凭你。
But he also will give you an opportunity down through your.Journey on your travels on this life's road, he'll give you a chance, bring you to a point of decision, to a crossroads, to where you have to decide, where do I stand?
但是神在你的生命当中也会给你一个机会，让你好像来到一个十字路口，做一个选择，就是你要与谁同站立。
Willing to stand and pay the price, inherit this blessing.
我是不是愿意表明我的立场，然后付出代价，去承接神给我在盟约中的祝福呢？
I'll bless those who bless you, I'll curse those who curse you, and in you all the families of the earth will be blessed.
因为神在经文中说得很清楚，他对亚伯拉罕说，祝福你的就必蒙祝福，那咒诅你的必被咒诅，而且地上的万族都要因你蒙福。
Understood to me that in this blessing that God gives to Abraham, he says, all the families of the earth will be blessed.
神给亚伯拉罕的这个祝福非常有意思，因为他提到世上的万族都要因你得福。
How many of you want the blessing of the Lord in your life and in your family?
那么你们有多少人希望神的祝福临到你的生命，并且在你的家中呢？
Simple question, right? You know, you, and this is really a choice. This is a crossroad choice.
答案很简单，不是吗？所以这就好像一个站在十字路口要做出方向选择的时候，你可以从圣经当中看到，在历史中，不管是哪个王朝或者是邦国迫害，或者是与以色列争竞，他们的下场是好的。比如现在在世界上没有很多耶布斯人、亚摩利人、摩押人，这些种族还存在吗？还存在的。
But the thing is that that governmental authority of that ceases to exist.
但这些种族所具有的政权已经没有了。那么你也去看大英帝国，当他祝福以色列并建立以色列的土地的时候，他是蒙福的，所以那个时候他被称为日不落国。但是在二战之后，这个大不列颠帝国反过来抵挡以色列，甚至在二战的时候，他们并没有为以色列挺身而出，以及为以色列民以及犹太人民在欧洲集中营所经历的困境发生的时候，他就开始衰弱，一直到如今。
And, England is no longer, Great Britain is no longer what she once was.
英国也就是大不列颠帝国荣景不在。那么接着提姆牧师提到，美国情况也是一样。美国在形成这个国家的时候是有犹太人的成分。
As long as this nation or any nation stands with Israel, supportive of, and is faithful to, God will be faithful to that nation.
那么只要这个国家或者是任何一个国家与以色列同站立，对他是信实的，那么神也会对这个国家信实。
But if we turn our backs on them, then what happens is the Lord, it's not so much the judgment comes immediately. What happens is the Lord just removes his hand of blessing and you have to deal this with the enemy on your own terms and in your own strength.
但是当一个国家选择背向以色列的时候，也许立即临到的不是神的审判，但是神不会再祝福这个国家，那么这个国家只能用自己的力量去对抗敌人。
Not a good place to be.
这样的结局并不理想。
A choice of being blessed or cursed.
所以我们可以自己选择要成为蒙福的还是受咒诅的。在生命记30章13、14、15节，特别是十五节，他说，看啊，我今日将生与福、死与祸呈明在你的面前。
You're witnessing news right now, what's going on in Israel and going on college campuses around the globe and in other capitals, nations, whether they're for terrorists, they're for morality and just common sense.Is being played out before your eyes.
我们从新闻媒体上面可以看到现在以色列所发生的事情，以及某些国家大学校园所发生的事情，不管他们是站在恐怖分子那边，或者是他们有道德良知、基本常识，都展现在世人的眼前。
So you're choosing, people are being forced to choose, are you going to support terrorism, despicable acts, or are you going to support a nation that isFor democracy, for freedom, for the free expression of worship of your God, which side are you going to come out on?
所以这时候人们被迫做一个选择，你要选择恐怖的、卑劣的、邪恶的那一方，还是选择民主的、自由的，可以自由去敬拜你的神的这一方？你得做出一个选择。所以在申命记28章到30章。特别在30章15节的时候，摩西将这些陈明在百姓面前，很重要的是你要选择生命。
In these days that are coming, It's very important that you choose life.
特别是在眼前的情况中，你要选择生命。
One of the most important things that you can do in the process of choosing this is what you speak.
那么在选择过程中，还有一件很重要的事情，就是你要为此发言。
If you don't speak,
如果你现在不为此发声，那么情况就会像1930年时候，我们看到那时候也有一股邪恶势力兴起。但是教会却选择沉默，任凭这个邪恶的势力生根长大，结果有数以百万计的人为此丧命。
What you say matters.
所以你所说的话和你怎么说是重要的。
When you forbear to say matters.
你不说，你保持沉默，也会影响大局。
Speak up when given the opportunity to take a stand for God and for what's right.
当机会临到的时候，你要把握机会，站在神这边，并且去说对的事。
The church's job and responsibility is to be salt and light, right?
教会的责任不就是做盐做光吗？
That what we are called to be, salt and light.
去做光做盐就是我们蒙召的目的。
How can you be salt and light if you want to hide back in the corner and say, you know what, I don't want to deal with the conflict?
那么如果你躲在后面说，我不想面对冲突，请问你怎么成为盐和光呢？